Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I am a champion, and the champions are in the house. Guess who's here this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel? We have the current class of Santa Rosa County's leadership program. Hey, y'all in the house? Can I hear you roar?
Good morning.
Oh, come on. You can roar better than that. I'm going to see you guys back there. Come on now. One, two, three.
Roar.
Well, this is Pep Talk. If you've got some questions for the leadership class, you can always text them in at 850-437-1620. I'm just meeting everybody for the first time, so I'm going to pass this on. And is it, let me see, Morgan?
Megan Ash.
Megan, what a nice name. So Megan, I'm going to have you introduce some folks. We're going to try to get cover a lot of things this morning. First of all, what is the Santa Rosa County Leadership Program? It's sponsored by the Santa Rosa County Chamber. I did it, I think, in 2008, maybe. It was back in the day. But it was great then, and I'm sure it's great now. And you've got a project to talk about, too. So yeah, let's get to it.
Yeah, this is a great program. It's really for developing skills for emerging leaders within the community. There's actually a class application out now for class 40, so highly
40?
Recommend.
Yes. Wow.
And we're best class ever, 39.
Oh.
Title already taken.
Well, my decade, I think, was the 20s, but okay.
And I'm joined here with Emily Parley. She does a lot of our marketing, so you'll be seeing a lot of her stuff coming up on social media soon for our up-and-coming project.
Excellent. Good morning. So tell us everything.
Yeah, we've been diligently working through some marketing collateral that is kind of getting this information out to the community. We are working to work with community members to ask for some donations for the project, which is us, you know, we all live here, we've been here, we're residents here, and we've all been through storms and the aftermath and how difficult that can be. So we have chosen to create some solar-powered towers.
What? Solar-powered towers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Holy cow. Now tell us, what is that?
So the goal is to implement
just a small little project.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah.
No big deal.
Best class ever had to do it big, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so our goal is to have several towers across Santa Rosa County to start. Our beginning city, we have worked with the city of Jay, and we are starting in Jay. And that's where our first tower is planned to go. And the goal for that is to have access for our community members who post-storm, you know, we've all been there, batteries at 4%.
Oh, yeah.
My mother from Tennessee is calling, where are you? Thinking, mm-hmm. you know. So we're trying to give opportunities for the community to have access to solar-powered power so that we can get this out and allow the people to have access.
Oh, there's definitely a need. I've been here a long time through 20 years of storms.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Boy, I'll tell you what. And even when I lived in Santa Rosa County, I lived in Gulf Breeze,
mm-hmm.
and we would lose. I was lucky because I was on the hospital grid.
Oh. That's so, a hard flex.
So when we were taking care, we were up really quick, but gosh, my friends and other people in the county, it takes a long time, especially when that whole, you know, infrastructure gets knocked out. And it's scary. We need to be able to reach people and find, you know, help people. So how is this going to work? So it's a big tower.
Yes.
Clearly. And so, and how does that work? Is it affiliated with the power company, or is it affiliated with a cell phone mm-hmm. company, or how is it going to work?
Yeah, so it's going to be all off-grid. Megan has a little bit more of the information.
I'm just curious. I want the details.
Well, we are looking for sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
good.
If they would like, FPL, or anybody out there would like to be sponsored on the tower.
Hint, FPL.
Look for mm-hmm. LSR, yes. Class 39. But anybody that is affiliated that wants to help out, we can definitely do branding on there, but it is off-grid, sustainable. Mm-hmm. They're just zero to low maintenance on it. And we're working with the counties on keeping it up. And there's a lifetime warranty on some of the parts. So it's just a really good project to really keep you connected. And it even will charge laptops or e-bikes or things like that as well.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And it normally, it'll still charge on the cloudy days. It mm-hmm. has a battery backup. So, within the really bad storms, even if it's not a hurricane, if it's just like Sally or...
Yesterday.
tropical storms that go through,
afternoon.
Then you can still use it to charge.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so I'm kind of technically challenged. So tell me, how do I connect with that then? Once it gets set up and everything's good to go, mm-hmm. how does it kind of work?
Yeah, so it'll be power outlets. I mean, it's similar to the way that you charge your phone now. It'll just be, the source of power will be from solar panels that are put on here on the tower.
Oh,
and
I gotcha.
Depending on how how great of a response we get, hint, hint, again, from the community from a fundraising standpoint. The goal would be to have it on a park bench with some chairs and kind of like a picnic table style.
Uh-huh.
And if we don't get the funding that we're looking for that, it will be a single tower where people can kind of stand, excuse me, and plug in. But, yeah, it's all contingent on...
A park bench would be awesome.
A park bench that's would be great. That'd be very cool. So maybe possible that maybe a hardware store might have an extra, you know, patio furniture, park bench, some kind of setup that they could donate as an in-kind donation.
Absolutely.
Yep. So we're open to everything.
Do you have a wish list posted anywhere yet of what you need?
It's coming shortly.
Yes. Okay. it's built. We're just finalizing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll look for that. Mm-hmm. Where should we look for that?
Yes. Yeah, so
once you get it up, we'll get it up, I'm sure, shortly.
Yes. So a couple different ways. You guys can reach out to us directly at info@leadershipsantarosa.com.
Okay.
Check out our socials. We're about to post a whole lot of stuff in regards to options. And then the website is givebutter.com/... LSR 39. So really, that's kind of a mouthful. Just go search Leadership Santa Rosa class, and you can pull it up on GiveButter.
It'll probably come up pretty quick. So you're starting. I mean, obviously, you've just started. When did y'all start the first? Is this one of the first ones? This is Media Day. Is that today?
Yes.
So this
today's
is the first
media
one.
Day. This one's fun. Yeah.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, media people are really cool. Throw that out there. So this is a great thing for you to come into the studio. What about the folks that are hiding out in the back here? Are y'all participating in the project? You can come up on the mics and share. Come on. Yeah. Oh, don't be
shy. They can't see you.
They can't see you.
All walks of life, they're participating.
Yeah, I want to know. Okay, let's go around the room. So everybody tell me what your company is that you're representing, because you have to be nominated, correct, and selected. So this is, if you're not familiar with leadership program, these are people that are really making a difference in the community already. We have all ages, people that are brand new, just getting started in their jobs, people have been around forever, and they're sharing their wisdom and their mentorship. But this, what I love for me was my track and what I was doing, you know, you kind of see the same people, you're always around. This is cool because you meet 40 other people that you probably wouldn't come across in your career or even in your personal life or your church. Right. So,
absolutely.
Okay, so let's find out where everybody's from real quick.
Yeah, so I actually, this is Emily Parley again. I launched my marketing firm about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, so they've got you doing the marketing for the project.
Yes,
Good move, guys.
Yeah. I was voluntold. Uh-huh. So Parley & Co. is my company that I just launched.
Awesome. Okay, next.
All right, so I'm James Fox.
Come right up.
I am a teacher for Santa Rosa County on special assignment for the Center for Innovation as of about 3 weeks ago.
Awesome. So, okay, congratulations. Okay, who else have we got? Come on. Come on up here.
Hi, my name is Kayla Stanford. I'm also a teacher for Santa Rosa County. I teach fifth grade over at Allen
Teacher of the Year.
Immediate.
Hey!
However,
I love
it. Santa Rosa's 2026 Teacher of the Year.
Oh, congratulations. What an honor. Thank you for all that you do for the kids. Okay, who I got?
I'm Karen Spade, and I work with Santa Rosa County Economic Development.
Hey, we need you. what you got?
Hey, Todd Bobie. I work for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, thank you for your service.
No, thank you.
I know we keep you busy because you've got two ends of the county, right?
We have the whole county.
Come on down.
Jennifer Miklas with Synovus Bank.
Okay, Synovus. There's a branch in Gulf Breeze, I believe. How do I know that? Okay, we're going to take a quick... Who are we missing? Somebody hasn't... You got to come up here. We don't have... Radio's quick. We don't have a lot of time.
Hello, I'm Keith White. I'm with Santa Rosa County. I manage a warehouse and things like that for the county at Public Works.
Excellent.
And I'm also a Class 38.
Yeah. Okay, that's
second
all right.
Second best.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you more information about the project and how you can get involved, because we definitely will need sponsorship and support from the community to make this happen. This is Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We've got the class of 39, correct, for the Santa Rosa County
Best
Leadership Class.
Best class ever.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm not saying that because I was in a previous class. However, great project, I have to say. So for someone just joining us, can y'all recap the project? And then we only have a few minutes here, but please tell us, what do you need, how much is it going to cost, and how can we help out and sponsor?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we are currently working to fund solar-powered towers for post-storm. Anytime the power grid goes goes out and there's opportunity for the community that needs to go charge cell phones or laptops, like Meg just said, e-bikes. This is going to provide them a source off the grid to go do that. And Megan was just kind of talking through like some of the options that we're looking at. But Megan, do you want to walk through the funding options?
Yeah. How much is this going to cost? And what about sponsorships?
Yeah. It's all dependent on the sponsorship and the funding raise. But a base unit just for one park is going to be about $3,500. We're also going to need.
That's not too bad. $3,500 is not bad.
No, it's very reasonable. The model we'd really like to get is around $7,000. It's got more of a picnic table. Based for families to be able to sit around, and it has more charging capacity. It's a double battery instead of a single. But yeah, really, it's the funding. We're starting funding just as of today.
Okay. That's a good place to start on the radio.
We're ready to take money.
We're starting the first tower. We have approval in Jay. Mm-hmm. We're hoping for second, ideally in Milton. We should know that very soon. The goal is to iterate it all over the county. The more funding, the more opportunities we have to fund these and to put them all over and access for our residents. Yeah.
So you'll be doing the South End as well?
Ideally, yes.
Okay. And sponsorship started $100. Yeah. Oh. They do not have to be high amounts.
Okay. Yes. So if I wanted to contribute, how do I go about doing that?
GiveButter.com.
Give Butter?
Butter.
B-U-T-T-E-R?
Yes, Paula Deen Butter. Yes, I remember it.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. There's a story there, isn't there?
Well, they're one of the primary fundraising, nonprofit fundraising platforms.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I wasn't familiar. Okay.
Yes.
GiveButter.com. Okay.
Yes. Or you can reach out to us at info@leadershipsantarosa.com.
Okay.
And our social medias, we're about to inundate, hopefully, with all of our information and different ways with links to donate. So.
Okay. That's great. Because we definitely want to keep an eye out for that. So you're starting right now. So you're just getting launched, your first day. Yes. If you're not familiar with Leadership Santa Rosa, they do a day a month where they go around into the community. One might be Government Day, Military Day. I'm very proud to say that the first one is Media Day. So that's why they're here with us in the studio. They've been touring all of our different stations. So the project, what's the timeline on it? So you're right now just getting started, but what do you anticipate would be your moment of, cutting that ribbon and saying we're up?
As soon as we get the funding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes. We have a benchmark goal of the next couple of months to kind of see where we can go. But this is hopefully an ongoing opportunity for us. Yeah.
It won't stop at graduation. Yeah. I hope it just continues to grow on.
When is graduation?
December 10th.
Oh, that's quick.
Soon, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of time.
We don't, which... And they're currently enrolling for class 40 next year. So definitely highly 10 out of 10 recommend this program. It's been exceptional.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited for all of y'all. What have you enjoyed so far?
Oh, all the behind the scenes. Everything that's happening in the community, as well as the relationships that you're building.
Mm-hmm. We went to Tallahassee as one of our, and got to see legislation.
Oh, you already did your Tallahassee day. Yeah. How was that?
That was amazing. I mean, really, it was one of those things that I didn't know what to expect, but it was such a great opportunity for us to bond and meet each other and learn and and see how our state works in action. It was very cool.
Yeah, it's a great trip because you really do. Yeah. I think I know a lot, and then I get up there and go, it's very humbling. Humbling how it all works.
Government 101 from elementary school. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Okay, so we're talking with the Santa Rosa Leadership Class 39. I find that hard to believe. That's amazing. So you've got your project. And one more time, what is the project? How can we help?
Yes, so we are currently fundraising for solar towers in the county of Santa Rosa to help post-storm to provide residents with the opportunity to go power up their cell phones, their any electronic you guys would need to make sure that you're in contact and connected with the outside world post-storm.
It's really a remarkable project and very thoughtful because anything can happen all year round, not necessarily just in hurricane season. So that's why it's going to be a very important gift to our citizens. What a great project.
And we're a 501c3.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. First year for that. Yeah.
So it is deductible then, your donation.
Yes.
Hear that, folks? It's deductible.
nudge again.
Now, what are some of the in-kind things? Because we mentioned picnic tables possibly, because you want to set up kind of a park or a plug-in station. Is that my understanding?
Well, it's going to be at the local parks.
Yes.
The local parks is where we're going to install at. But any kind of in-kind donation, like if anyone just wants to come and help with forklifts or putting in cement pads, anything.
Oh, so you're going to need construction. Yeah. Folks helping out.
Megan, I just have to give a quick shout out to Greg. We heard that he just tried to call in. He is also from a Leadership 39.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Greg. I saw the phone ringing, but I was too busy with your buddies.
We love
Shout
it.
Out to Greg.
We also have some tiered options that will go out on the Give Better link. So there's different tiers, and we can even customize something if somebody has some in-kind and some funds. Like, we're happy to have all conversations to make this happen.
Excellent. Well, because definitely get the word out. So if you're listening this morning, you can go to
GiveButter.com and just search Leadership Santa Rosa Class 39, I assume it'll pop up for us. Or you can email us at info@leadershipsantarosa.com.
Well, this sounds like a great project. I can't wait to see the ribbon cutting, and you'll have to come back and tell us, give us a progress report, okay?
I'll have to invite you to the ribbon cutting. You'll have to come with us.
I will be there. All right, thanks to everybody in the Santa Rosa County Leadership Class 39. They got to go. They're having meetings about the project, so they were kind enough to stick around with me this morning. Y'all, good luck to you. Have fun. Get to know everybody. You're making friends for life.
Yes, ma'am. Nice to meet you.
And hats off to the Santa Rosa County Chamber. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back after the break. Congratulations, Santa Rosa County Leadership Class 39. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're having some fun this morning on the show because we've got the future and current leadership of Santa Rosa County here with the Santa Rosa County Leadership Class 39. Okay, this is a whole new group that just shuffled in. So y'all, hey.
Hi.
Okay, so come on up to the mics. I want you to introduce yourselves real quick just to give our listeners a sense of the variety of people that participate. We had a whole plethora of different businesses, different people. So real quick, just come up to the mic, your name and what you do.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Adams, and I work at Santa Rosa School District.
Uh-huh.
I'm a teacher at our Innovation Center.
Very good. Next. And you have to get right on the mic, so don't be shy.
I'm Cassie Houck. I work at the Santa Rosa County Library System at the J Library.
Okay.
I'm Kathleen Varner, and I work at NAS Whiting Field as the Community Recreation Manager.
Okay.
I'm Thomas Roach, and I'm the owner of Drug-Free Workplaces.
Jacob Hullett, I'm the Director of Planning and Development for the City of Milton.
Okay, I know this guy.
Hey, lordy.
I'm Matt Simpson, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Arc of the Emerald Coast.
There you go. He's also DJ Salty.
Yee yee.
Well, this is a great group we've got here with us. Are y'all excited about the project?
Yes.
So just talk a little bit about that. I know you're just getting started. I heard a little bit about some towers, I think it was, because somebody might be just joining us and wondering what your project is. Who wants to speak on behalf? You've only got about a minute, so it won't be too long.
So our project is that we are going to place solar-powered stations at our local parks and trying to keep our community and engaged and connected regardless of weather situations.
Well, this is an exciting project, and my understanding is they're trying to get it up by December. So it's coming up quick, so we need sponsors and people to donate. May even need some businesses to donate in kind. We might need somebody to help donate a picnic table, perhaps, things like that. So anybody want to add anything to that?
Just that every little bit helps, and this is to serve the community. That's what we're here for, so the community comes together and serves each other.
Okay. You wanted to say something? You came up real quick. Okay. So this is the media day. How are we doing so far?
It's wonderful.
Doing great. Having fun. Learning a lot.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, when you get behind the scenes and you see the studios and how the DJs don't look like how they sound.
That's right.
That was my big shocker. I was like, oh, they don't look anything like how they sound. I actually had someone come up to me one time and said, gosh, I thought you were taller. And I wasn't quite sure how to take that. Well, listen, have fun on your media day. Good luck with your project. I'm here for you. If you want to come back and give us some updates on how it's going, just contact me. The card's right there. I'm so glad you could come in this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to wrap up this half hour. We've got Quality Briefing coming in next, so don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you can hear everything that we do on this show on our podcast, newsradio923.com. Just click on Pensacola Expert Panel.